Are you plugged into your local community, or would you like to be more involved? Maybe you've recently moved to town and you're looking to make some friends, or you've lived there a while but now you have more time on your hands. Erica Voles travelled to Malmesbury and Woodend, two towns an hour north of Melbourne, to meet a group of people who meet every Thursday night to sing in a choir. It's called the Polyphonics, and it strives for the highest possible standards while still remaining open to all members of the local community who like to sing.
One, two, three, and...
I think it's really important in a smaller community, and particularly rural communities, that we have the opportunity to come together with some sort of a common bond, because we come from a really disparate group from all walks of life, and it really is a great bonding exercise, and if it's enjoyable, it makes it so much better.
Did you move from Melbourne?
Yes. Yes, and we really didn't know anyone. So the choir played a big part in my becoming involved.
It sounds cheesy, but it is a real escape, and that's why I do it, because actually in the weeks when I'm too crazy busy and don't really have time, they're the weeks that I really most need to come.
If anyone is thinking, you know, tossing up, I don't know about a community choir, I'd say go for it, because it just brings so much joy to your life.
And how do you feel at the end of a two-hour rehearsal?
Like my cup's been filled.
Once again, 4:32, Bendigo exit service, currently boarding on platform.
Attention, please, passengers. This train will shortly be arriving at Malmesbury next stop.
Polly?
Hi.
Hi, lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming to meet
no
me
worries.
At the train.
How was the trip?
It was lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Nice. Excellent.
Hi, I'm Polly Christie. I'm a community choir leader and music teacher. I've been doing it for over 20 years.
This is a part of my Thursday ritual. It's from about now, the text coming. Mm-hmm. I can't be quiet tonight, I'm running late, which is really sweet because, yeah, especially if we've got a gig coming up, it is really nice to know where people are at. And
yes.
Yeah, it does make you sort of
love. Now, we're sitting in your lovely warm kitchen. So you've lived in Malmesbury for about a decade or so?
Yep, moved up 11 years ago. My partner was actually living in Malden and then I was in Melbourne, and it just seemed like a really good place to start our new life together.
And did you grow up in Melbourne, or had you spent time in the country before moving to Malmesbury?
Yeah, I spent 13 years in the city, and so I hadn't lived in the area for 20 years and I never thought I ever would. So it was really interesting coming back, and not only that, actually running a very public community choir. So, you know, I'm really in the community.
And so what role do you think a choir like yours plays in a town like Woodend, which is, you know, just down the road, in bringing a diverse group of people together to sing?
Well, it does create connections, and I think it does create a sense of home and connectedness. And I hear people say and talk about that a lot. I guess it's a little bit like a sporting sort of thing. People coming together from a whole range of different backgrounds but having this commonality is really important in any community. I mean, I think I've got a couple in their 30s and I have had people in their 80s. So that's pretty broad, and it all works. We don't have that sort of ageist thing in a choir. The people that you connect with are the people you connect with.
Is a choir, is it even a community choir, something that kind of anyone can join, do you think?
I think it depends on the choir, and there are a lot of different choirs out there, which I think is really, really fabulous. We have developed a lot as a choir in the 10 years that we've been singing together, and the music that we do now is very different. Some people, I think, come and just feel a bit overwhelmed and think, nah, maybe not for me, and that's fine as well. We're doing Mashkanada, which is in Portuguese, and that takes time to learn another language and to learn those sort of rhythms and crunchy harmonies. Yeah, it is amazing to see some of the singers that came that, honestly, I would hand out sheet music and I'd say, I know this makes you feel seasick, just hang in there. And over the years, they've just learnt by looking at it and maybe highlining their little line and making things easier that way. And I actually think that that's another really important role that choirs make in our community, because most of us don't have a music education, or not an in-depth one anyway, unless you really follow it. And yet it is still a fantastic thing for your brain development. They've done studies now where they know that it's really good. And I find it exciting.
Thank you so much for dinner. That was really, really lovely.
No worries.
Enjoy the choir.
I will.
See ya.
And so in a community choir, sometimes you're going to have people with amazing musical ability and sometimes people whose abilities are more basic. How do you keep everyone happy?
Yeah, sometimes I might let things sort of go, you know, not be perfect. It might not be exactly what's written, but we just kind of keep going, and I know that it sounds good, everyone's happy. I'm not going to stop and say, you know, we missed that semi-quaver sort of thing. So there are some times in a community setting where it's just okay to let it go, just keep the music rolling along and everyone's enjoying it and it all sounds great. And
so you've got to be flexible.
I think I also need for people to have a sense of commitment, because I think that the level of singing that we can achieve only happens because people are committed to the choir. I think if you have people coming and going, you just can't get that beautiful, solid, blended sound that I feel like the Polyphonics does really get. And we've worked hard at it. But certainly people are allowed to have a life as well.
Well, that's very accommodating of you.
Yeah. Well, although true. Maybe they don't feel like that sometimes.
Hi, I'm Alan Spencer-Stewart and I've been living in Woodend for about 15 years.
And you belong to the Polyphonics Choir?
Yeah, I do. It's my refuge every Thursday night.
So refuge, tell me more about that.
Oh, it's just really nice to come and be in a space where I stop. I have a fairly full-on job. I commute to the city and I love coming on a Thursday night, and just for those 2 hours, no matter how crazy things get, rehearsals on Thursday nights are non-negotiable. I work in a senior leadership role in a global engineering company. I work on big multi-million dollar deals, and life's a bit crazy and nuts and very rewarding, but it's just really nice to do something completely different when I come to choir.
And why did you join the choir? What prompted you to take that step?
My wife actually helped to set up the choir 10 years ago. She doesn't sing with it anymore. She sings in a different choir now. But we were newer to the area and it was a great way to connect with the community and meet some locals.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I caught the train up here and I saw lots of people with their laptops out. You can just tell that there are people, this is what they do every day or maybe a couple of times a week. So even though it's a smaller community, can it be hard sometimes to connect when you're kind of hither and thither?
Particularly for blokes. That sounds a bit sexist, but it's gendered. When we have young families, my wife was here closer to home and I was commuting, and so it was a bit harder to meet people. So we just made a conscious decision to get involved in some local activities, and this is a fantastic way to do that.
And you have a musical background, I believe.
Yeah, way back when. I originally trained as a flautist and I started a music degree and I did a couple of years of that and then decided that, yeah, no, maybe it was going to be my hobby, not my career. I rely on the dots. I can read the music. Maybe half the choir don't read music and are learning from memory. Yeah, it is a community choir in that it's not auditioned, but it's actually a pretty high standard, I'd have to say. So it's that balancing act of being opening and welcoming and but also achieving some pretty great things.
And you're a really busy person. You're going into Melbourne every day.
Yep.
I mean, is it hard sometimes to get here in time to make it to the choir every Thursday night?
Yeah, getting here on time. But look, that's part of living in a country town. This is a commuter town. Most of the town commutes elsewhere for work. That's why rehearsals are at 7:30 and not at 7, because when the trains get in. And some weeks I can't make it on time, but you just roll up. And
you sneak in, maybe?
Sneak in, yeah. And try not to get the stink eye from
slide walk of shame.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Sue Yardley. I've been with the Polyphonics for
11 years.
11 years. And so how long have you been living in Woodend for?
12 and a half years. Moved up from Melbourne with my husband and two children and joined the choir shortly after. We just decided we would like the kids to have a country upbringing, and they were still in primary school then, so moved up and got them into school and got the dog and the chooks and the, all of that stuff, yeah.
I hear this is a bit of a Woodend thing when people have a bit of a tree change, but for you, you added to that, join a choir. Why was that important?
I had done a lot of singing years and years ago and always loved it, but it had dropped off after having kids, babies and a husband travelling, et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't have enough confidence to just go it alone. And so when the sign went up for a choir, I thought, well, that's a perfect way to get back into music because it's with a group. I can hide in the group at the start, you know, and I don't have to put myself out there. And that's what happened. I just was able to fall in love with singing again and gain some confidence and just loving the music. And yeah.
And what keeps you coming back?
The community. Standing every week in that circle, creating beautiful harmonies together. It's like a second family, really, this choir. There's the social aspect and the physical aspect, the way you just feel so much better when you sing. My husband always says to me when I get home from choir practice, I always come in the house and I'm still singing what we were doing. And he always says, you always sound so happy when you come home. Mm-hmm. I say, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Does some of the outside life come into here?
Yeah, it definitely does. We have had a lot of really sad things happen to people in the choir. We've lost members, which, you know, incredibly hard. But there's something about the healing nature of just standing in that circle every week, singing together as one voice, that really helps with that stuff. It's certainly a lot better than sitting at home on your own, you know, dealing with grief or whatever. If you can come and let a bit of that out through your voice, through your breathing, through the act of singing together, I think it really does help.
I'm Peter Spall from Kyneton.
And so you recently joined the choir?
Yes. I've been here about 3 months now. Yeah.
And what prompted you to join?
I'm already in a small choir at home, and I wanted to join a choir that was a little more disciplined and offered a varied repertoire, very different to what I'm used to.
At the end of the night, how do you feel?
Generally quite elated. And it doesn't matter really what sort of mindset you might have come with. You go home and we go away really humming or singing the last song we sang in the car.
Polly Christie and the Polyphonics Choir speaking with Erica Voles. They meet every Thursday in Woodend in Victoria. And for those in central Victoria, they'll be performing this Thursday at the Macedon Railway Hotel. Details on the Life Matters website. You're on RN.